This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We welcome spring today, and let's start at the National Weather Service with meteorologist Heather Kenyon this morning. Heather, I don't think another day will compare to what we had around here yesterday, but spring arriving, what are we in for?
This is the first day of spring, and we're looking at more of a roller coaster of weather in the next few weeks. We did see record high temperatures yesterday in the mid-70s, but it doesn't look like we're going to see that anytime soon.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, because yesterday was beautiful outside, everyone was enjoying it. Today, a little more mild. We kind of settle into the 40s, it looks like. How wet might we get, though, over the next few days?
Yeah, we're going to see some rain showers, but they're not going to be too heavy. Does look like they're going to pass. It looks like almost every other day we're going to see some rain showers and even potentially transitioning to some snow showers over the weekend.
That's really average, right? I mean, we've been above average yesterday and even last weekend, but what we're looking at now is pretty much the average, isn't it?
Yeah, so as most people know, across Western New York, the winter doesn't end come the first day of spring. So we do anticipate a few more snow events in our near future. But it does look like, this past winter was a return to a classic winter with snow, cold, and even a frozen Lake Erie.
Yeah. Well, the winter behind us now, or at least we hope. How likely are we over the next few weeks to still see a snow flurry or two?
Yeah, we're likely. We average temperatures now in the low to mid 40s. And then also it does look like we can, with spring dip into the 30s at times. So we do anticipate a few more cold days and some snow showers.
Well, Heather, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.